December 2016 was supposed to dawn with the Jaguars in the thick of things in the AFC. Instead, they're focused on playing their best and finding a way to snap a six-game losing streak. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Sunday's game against the Denver Broncos won't be as colorful or meaningful as it was supposed to be. But that doesn't mean the Jaguars are cutting corners in their preparation for the defending Super Bowl champs. The Broncos bring one of the better defenses we've seen in recent years, and that test alone is worth a few early mornings and late nights this week.
You know, Miller and Ware and then Shane Ray when they bring him in. You know, there's going to be a lot on Kelvin Beachum and Jeremy Parnell to kind of do that, but it's not on them. It's on everybody. You know, it's on backs and tight ends to get chips. It's on receivers to get open quick. It's on me to get the ball out quick. So it's going to be a team effort in trying to, keep those guys from ruining the game.
Denver's defense is loaded front to back, but it's Super Bowl MVP Von Miller who is the fuel that makes them go. Stopping him is the first order of business.
The man's fast. He has a big arsenal, you know, pass rush moves, and you just have to be ready for him. So I know the offense is going to have a plan for him, whatever it is, you know. Another guy have a plan for him in D-Ware, and should be fun to watch him.
Jackson might be the brightest spot in an otherwise bleak season, and he's playing his best football as his former team arrives on the schedule.
He's playing well right now. He's disruptive. He's getting pressure on a quarterback. And the thing about him is he's not selfish. You know, he came in here to rush the passer, but he also understands we're going to ask him to drop at times, which not a lot of people do that, but it shows on that play. You know, he eliminated the route, and then he was able to get a sack. So it's a credit to him what type of human being he is.
A few notes to share with you from the Wednesday that was at Everbank Field. Cindric Marks was voted the 2016 Ed Block Courage Award winner by his teammates. The Ed Block Courage Award is an annual award presented to players in the NFL who are voted by their teammates as models of inspiration, sportsmanship, and courage. A number of players watched practice today, including Allen Hurns, Yannick Ngakoue, Rashad Greene, T.J. Yeldon, Jared Odrick, Chris Ivey, Julius Thomas, and Avery Jones. Their status will be updated throughout the course of the week. And finally, several players, including Blake Bortles and Malik Jackson, along with Allen Robinson, will wear custom cleats that are decorated specific to charities and causes they support and believe in. So that's a wrap on today's Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you tomorrow.